Willie Hernan with Dean Lester joins us. Dean, so only 9 mil overnight. They haven't copped as much as what we've seen in the metro area.
No, not quite, Nadia, but still I think more to come. And also this track's had a lot of racing now. It's you know, we're deep into the night season, so I wouldn't be surprised. Rail at nine, a few tried their hand out wider in the really wide on the track later in the night.
Well, we kick things off race one with the 2-year-old filly's maiden. You can take out runners 2, 5, 8, and also the 16. We've got 4 Just Like Magic at 4.20, Layer Cake at 8, down to Precocious Girl at 6.50, River Stars at 3.80. She's on time at $8.
Yeah, I'm going to tip a bit of value here. I thought that an interesting first starter here in number 12, Scarbeck, who has had 2 official trials and was just fair, to be honest, but then went to the Balnarring jump outs on the 2nd of May and the blinkers were applied, and it certainly trialled a lot better. So I think the blinkers had the desired effect, unknown in these sort of conditions, but probably at about the $12 on offer, worth a little spec here. Number 12, Scarbeck from number 4. And that is Just Like Magic. Trialled quite well with Crack the Code, who went to Flemington and won last Saturday. I think it's ready to run well on debut. Number 7, Molly Duke's going to be massive odds, but I thought ran quite well on debut at Moe. And I thought it was good late in the race, so the 1,200 metres is going to suit. And 10, River Star, who find out today if she's much good, gets the blinkers on first time. The debut run did have some merit. But, yeah, I think there's some big value in the first around 12 and 7, especially 12, 4, 7 and 10.
12 from 4, 7, 10. Second's a maiden over 1,200. Take out 3, 7, 8, 9 and also 10. We've got a short price favourite here. We'll get to that shortly. The 5 Semtex is at 6. 6 6 Sigma is at $1.45 favourite, down to Swizzle Sticks at $7.50 and Waltzing My Hilda at $4.40.
Yeah, she's in very short, or he is, I should say, 6 Sigma, but it was a good run on debut at Cranbourne over the 1,000 metres. I think 1,200 will suit a lot better. And I think that form's pretty solid around Norton. I think I can trust that form line. The one to beat from 5 Semtex, who resumes as a gelding, looks to have trialled up okay. Looks the main danger if there is one. And then maybe 12 Waltzing My Hilda and 11 Swizzle Sticks look place chances. But yeah, I think he can justify the short quote and win, Nadia. Number 6, 6, 5, 12 and 11.
6, 5, 12, 11. Third race, a 3-year-old fillies event over 1,000. Runners 12, 13 and 14 are out. Now we've got the 1 Bella at 5, 3.10 for Crimson Tears, who is a first starter for Darren Weir. It's the favourite. Miss Fontangle is at $6, and then you're down to Spun Dice at 7.
Yeah, and a pretty fascinating first starter too with the Darren Weir stable here in Crimson Tears. We've seen her at the jump outs at Ballarat probably a few weeks ago now, but she seemed to go along quite well. This is a beautifully bred Japanese filly, and she's again bred to Northern Hemisphere time, a bit like his good horse Furion that runs tomorrow. So she's just only a bit over 3 years of age, where most of these are getting closer to 4 years of age. So she's giving away a little bit of an advantage there, but what I've seen her at the jump out, she looks to go quite well. So I'll go with her on debut, number 4, Crimson Tears, to beat 1 Bella, who showed ability last campaign and looks a nice chance first up. 11 Spun Dice is an unknown from the Mick Kent stable, but always respect his horses, but especially when they race at Cranbourne. And 7 Miss Fontagle did enough on debut last time in, trialled okay, and certainly bred to get through these testing conditions. 4, 1, 11 and 7.
So we go 4 from 1, 11, 7. We go to race 4 over the 1,400, take out the 12. Number 1, Amathon at 8, $9 Lord Mappily, down to Olympic Lad at 3.60, Solumnate at $4, and then you're down to 5.50 for number 11, Reliable.
Yeah, I'm tipping a pretty big night for the Weir stable, and this is another one in Solumnate, number 5. She has only had one exposure to genuine wet ground and ran third to her stablemate Leather and Lace, who's a stakes performer. Her most recent run was quite sound at Bendigo, and she looks close to a win, or he does, I should say, and gets his chance here to beat number 3, Olympic Lad. I think it was just a case simply that he didn't run the mile last start. I think back to 1,400 metres is probably going to help. 6, Stormy Jack. Good run on De Boer Benz. They ran fifth, but closed off well. Actually, ran the best last 200 of the meeting, and will be better suited over the longer trip with a senior rider in Noel Callow. And Seven Tapa Nui comes off two recent official trials at Cranbourne. The most recent one was on just on the Monday, just gone. So it's on the quick back up here by Savabeer. Looks as though it'll get through the ground. But five's the one to beat from three. 6 and 7.
5, 3, 6 and 7. Now we have a look at the legs of the quaddie. Race 5, one of the heats of the Sky Heights Stays series. You can take out runners 1, 3, 5 and also the 11. We've got Zabalan, who's set to resume at 5.50. Has it ahead at 9. Then you're down to the Black Leopard, who was at $2.20 favourite, and Seattle Park at $3.10.
I'm going to go with Seattle Park to beat the Black Leopard here. I think Seattle Park ran well last start. I don't mind him with his races spaced, and I like him down in the weights. He's had two exposures to soft ground and raced well, so I'm going with number 12. I think in these sort of testing conditions for Sir Lopez is the one over the odds. He's had a little freshen up. Back in distance, he's had a flat trial since then, and he's very comfortable on soft ground. The Black Leopard's doing a really good job in his first racing campaign. He ran well in Adelaide last start, and that's an outstanding form reference. And he's now had the run at 2,000 metres. So I can understand why he's short. He's just deep into his first campaign, but looks a good winning chance. I'll be putting them all in the quaddie. And even Zabalan, first run in Australia for Kieran Maher, shows a little bit in the recent trial over distance at Cranbourne that had some merit. So quite a good race. I'm just going 12, 4, 10 and 2.
12 from 4, 10, 2. We look at race 6. You can take out runners 1, 2, 5, 10, 12 and also the 14. Number 6, Chavot, 7.50. La Volte at 7. Uptown Lily at 9. 6.50, Metzen. Nil Desperandum is at 5.50 and Deported at $3.20.
Yeah, down the bottom for me here with Nil Desperandum and Deported. I think I'm going to go wide in this leg of the quaddie, but I think they're the two good chances. Nil Desperandum, she resumes off a spell scratch from Wednesday at Sandown, where I thought she had a huge chance. She's trialled very well for this, and I think she can run well fresh, as she has done in the past. 13, Deported, ran well first up at Pakenham, beaten by Captive Hero, who's been racing well. Second up form's quite sound also, looks a good winning chance. 9, Metzen, thought he trialled a lot better than how he raced first up in the Vobis Gold Dash behind Sam's Image. Just beaten for speed there, but different sort of scenario here at 1300. Could get on top of the speed and is a winner here at Cranbourne and improve sharply. And maybe number 6, Chavot, who won okay on debut, but I thought actually went better at his second run in a high-pressure race behind Langrow, and maybe after the longer trip will suit him now. 11, 13, 9 and 6.
So 11 from 13, 9, 6. Race 7 over the 1,200. Take out runners 3, 5, 11, 12, 14 and the 15. We've got number 2, Jamaican Rain, $1.65. The 4, Siskin, is at $4.20. Four Sisters at $7.50.
Yeah, I think Jamaican Rain's the one to beat. She resumes here. She's been in a couple of places and they've chosen to run her tonight, and I think that's a good move. She's very well graded and very well placed with the claim for Chelsea McFarlane. I think she can win. Four Sisters is the other one I'd include, though. She's effective fresh, she loves soft ground, and can certainly run well here. I think they've got a bit of an edge over 4 Siskin, who's had the one run back, and 7 Scoliaro, whose recent form's quite good. Just got a little query on her in these sort of conditions, maybe next best. 2, 6, 4 and 7.
2 from 6, 4, 7, and then we go to race 8 over the 1500. Take out 1, 7 and also 12. We've got number 5, Nakar at 3.50. Linguist at $2.90, 6 for Citrus Wish, down to Malmus, who's at $8.
Yeah, I think he's quite a good price here. Number 5, Nakar. I'll be interested to see what the market does with him closer to race time, but he's got good wet track form. He's 3 runs in Australia last preparation, the win, and then the 2 placings at Sandown. I think we're all very competitive, and he just looks well placed here. He jumped out about 4 or 5 weeks ago at Ballarat and looked to go okay. I'm going to go with him 5 to beat number 10, Machino, who I thought ran really well behind Robbie Starr on very testing ground at Terang. And whilst he hasn't won in 3 runs this time in, he's probably going as well as he's ever gone, and I think he can run well again. Linguist ran well first up behind Run Sun. I think she's a dead set dry tracker, but she's got soft track form to some extent, but I don't know if it's her absolute best. A little bit short for mine in the market. And 13 Citrus Wish, who was an even run behind the stablemate here last start. 5, 10, 8 and 13.
So 5, 10, 8, 13. And what about a best Ruffy Quaddy and also your player of the day?
No, I like the last, Nadia. Race 8, number 5, Nacar. The best value is the first. Race 1, number 12, Scarbeck. The Quaddy, first leg, 2, 4, 10, 12. Second leg, 4, 6, 7, 9, 11 and 13. Third leg, 2 and 6. Last leg, 5 and 10. And player of the day, well, hopefully we're still alive in the Quaddy, but if not, the last two legs, I think that running double of 2 and 6 into 5 and 10 looks a pretty good play.
Sounds great, Dean. All the best of luck with it. Thanks.
Terrific. Thanks, Nance.
There's Dean Lester with his preview of the program of racing tonight at Cranbourne.